This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Hey, every late summer, every August, September, for as long as I can remember, I'm looking for some sense of fall. And it's usually just really still hotter than heck, and depending on the monsoon, I mean, it could be dry, it could be wet and muggy, it could be sunny, it could be cloudy. But I'm waiting for a sense of fall. And it's this sense of fall, it always comes in a breeze. And fall could be 4, 5, 6, 7 weeks away, the official fall. But this breeze in late summer says, fall. And it blows across my face, and I say, there you are. I can finish summer now. Well, all that to tell you, hey, recently, a few days ago, maybe a week or so ago, I felt fall. It was right around my birthday, and I felt fall, and it was very sweet. There was rain in the forecast. It didn't happen, but it was a nice thought. But on this hot, dry day, I felt fall. A breeze blew over me, and I said, oh my goodness, here comes fall. And listen, late summer, headed to fall, this is the most wonderful time to be out in the woodlands and up into the forest, get up into the upper elevations, go to 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 feet in elevation. There's some cool stuff happening when you leave the desert floor, right? And with that in mind, and a certain creek in mind, Ms. Mosquito and I set out across the land recently, right? And you know, there was so much to see in the flora and fauna department. It was stop and go for miles. We were stopping for fleabanes and zinnias and asters and mistflower. We hadn't even left the desert floor. Oh, you know, shouting things like, look at this, look at that, get the camera. Oh, my goodness. And we were in sort of familiar territory, so we looked for favorite plants, you know, to check the fruit on a sumac or the flowers on the evergreen sumac, Rhus coreophylla, right? It was fun. There was a wonderful plant we had in mind we were going to look for, a beautiful plant of this stop-and-go botanizing day, cliff rose, Persia stansburiana, the magnificent shrub, cliff rose. And we saw this group of cliff rose on this rocky slope, and they were blooming and setting seed, this beautiful woody shrub. The flowers are white on this bunch of them. I've seen them, I think of down near Sonoida, I've seen them with yellow flowers. Anyway, the flowers are fragrant. I should tell you that. Oh my goodness. And did I say they're flowering and setting seed? And the seed is very cool. It's this plumose. It's this feathery, persistent style attached to the seed. Pretty neat. Oh my goodness. I told you it was fragrant, right? It's very cool. The Persia, the cliff rose, is in the rose family. The genus Persia honors Frederick Persch. He was an explorer, a plant collector, a horticulturist. He's the fellow who received the Lewis and Clark plant collections, and he published them and wrote about them, right? The specific epithet, stansburiana, that honors an American engineer and army officer of the 1800s, Howard Stansbury. And now you know. And this beautiful, fragrant shrub of the borderlands can be found from 4,000 to 8,000 feet in elevation, and it loves dry, rocky slopes, and so do I. Here comes fall, my friends. And the borderlands are beautiful. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.